There were angry scenes in the Dáil after the Taoiseach Micheál Martin accused the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, of telling lies during sharp exchanges on the issue. He was speaking in Irish. The Cian Chorla Verona Murphy requested that the Taoiseach withdraw the accusation after the Sinn Féin finance spokesman, Pearse Doherty, intervened to alert her. The Taoiseach replied that he'd never called the Sinn Féin leader a liar. Let's hear a little of what was said during those exchanges at Leaders' Questions.
Taoiseach, thank you. Deputy, there is no point of order.
There is actually. The Taoiseach, I think, took advantage perhaps of you not following.
Deputy, it's not a point of order.
He accused me, he called me a liar.
I did not
mean those on air, and he said,
excuse me.
So I would like him to remove that from the record.
Taoiseach,
thank you.
I would ask you to withdraw. If you made those remarks, I am not aware that you... Did you call Deputy MacDonald? Right. Well, I would say... There is a salient... Please resume your seat.
Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us. Micheál, it got fairly lively. What was the upshot of it all?
Well, the controversy here centres on Micheál Martin's contention that Sinn Féin have been egg ancient brega, translation as egg telling lies, about how he was influenced in sending out the signals that he has sent out in recent times, whether that's about the rent pressure zones or investments and tax breaks for investors to build more houses. He pointed out that he hasn't met with any lobby group and said that claims to the contrary by Sinn Féin are wrong in that regard. So that's where that stems from. But I suppose in the wider context, what it shows really is that the government are under major pressure as a result of those signals that they have been sending out, particularly in the area of rents, and a fear that has now swept through many parts of the country, and that has been expressed to TDs across the Dáil, that people fear their rents are going to rise.
Staying with housing, because there's so much going on today, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, gave his views on rent pressure zones on his way into the Cabinet meeting this morning. And we can hear what he had to say to reporters.
The Taoiseach and I agree, because we agreed the programme for government, that there will be a review of rent pressure zones. I'm telling you my view is that, one, I think that needs to be very careful. And I don't believe anybody in government in any way meant this. But what we can't do is withdraw much needed supports and safeguards for renters at a time they already feel insecure. And I think what we have to have is the conversation the other way around. How do we make renters feel more secure? How do we protect renters? And crucially, how do we get more supply to rent and buy? And I'd start there rather than the issue of rent pressure zones being taken away.
So does he agree or disagree with Micheál Martin?
Well, I think that is illustrative of the pressure that politicians are feeling around this. I suppose what is going to happen is that there will be a review of the rent pressure zones and then a decision taken by government as to whether they should stay in place as they are or whether they should be changed or a new system should be put in place, something they talk about, reference rents, something that some advocacy groups have thought might be a fairer system. But there is a degree of political heat on this now. And although Fianna Fáil TDs in particular have been braced for some unpopular decisions, you can see just how big a political issue this is now for government.
Also some pretty big news this lunchtime, Micheál, about the Arts Council and how it spends its money. What can you tell us?
Yes, a memo went to Cabinet this morning brought by the Arts Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, and it is looking at spending in the Arts Council. Now, there was an issue there about an IT system that ultimately wasn't successful when it was reviewed by the CNAG and led to a loss of more than €5 million. So as a result of that issue, the Minister now believes there has to be a broader look taken at the Arts Council to look at governance and culture there, because he says there is funding this year to the tune of about €140 million from the taxpayer going into the Council to ensure that everything has been spelled correctly. This review has now been ordered.
One other thing, Micheál, it's that time of year. The list of who's going where for St Patrick's Day has just been published, and as had been flagged, there's a big focus on the United States this year.
There is a big focus on the United States, but I suppose as things stand too, it's worth pointing out that that invitation to the Taoiseach for the White House on Patrick's Day, that still hasn't been issued, although government insists that it usually is fairly late in the day before all of that is finalised. But you are seeing a move by government to try and make sure that the Irish message resonates amid the volatility of Washington, D.C. So the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach all going to the U.S., are, as are seven others, including Jennifer Carter, Carol McNeill, Dara O'Brien, Dara O'Kaleary, and also the Attorney General will be among those going stateside to sell the Irish message on St. Patrick's Day.
Micheál, thank you very much.